AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Prosecutors in New York City say the man accused of burning a woman to death inside a New York City subway train has been indicted on state charges. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez.
The judge received the indictment today, murder in the first degree, three counts of murder in the second degree, arson in the first degree.
Sebastian Zepeda did not appear in court this morning, which had been expected. He remains in jail at Rikers Island, and police say the victim still has not been identified. Stocks are opening lower in what's expected to be a quiet trading day. The Dow has dropped more than 300 points in the first hour of trading. Russia's aviation chief says a Ukrainian drone attack was underway in the region where an airliner was expected before it diverted and crashed earlier this week. But he did not comment on statements by some aviation experts who blame the crash on Russia's air defenses responding to a Ukrainian attack. Israeli forces have burned a northern Gaza hospital after forcibly removing staff and patients. The Israeli military says the hospital was being used by Hamas fighters as a base, although it did not provide any evidence. Fire officials in Los Angeles are investigating the cause of a blaze at the famous Morrison Hotel.
It was hot and the flames were ripping through those windows.
This witness on KABC, the building, now a makeshift shelter for homeless people, was made famous by The Doors and their 1970 album of the same name. NASA's Parker Solar Probe has successfully made the closest approach to the sun. NASA says the spacecraft passed within a record-breaking 3.8 million miles. This is AP News. The stock market trending lower.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks fell in morning trading Friday as Wall Street closes out a holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 fell 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 191 points, or 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.6%. Every major index is still on track to close out the week with gains. The benchmark S&P 500 is also on track to close out the year with gains of more than 25%. That would mark its second consecutive year with gains of 20% or more. In Asia, Japan's benchmark index surged as the yen remained weak against the dollar. Stocks in South Korea fell after the main opposition party voted to impeach the country's acting leader. Damian Troisi, New York.
Healthcare stocks help lift the market today. CVS Health rose 1.4%. Tesla is among the biggest decliners. It was down 1.4%. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.